The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Welcome along to The Punt. 2 weeks running I've made it onto The Punt. I haven't been on for a long time. It's like buses. All of a sudden, 2 weeks in a row, they let me back on the midweek version. Not the weekend, not allowed back on there with Tom and Derek, but the midweek version, I get a little go on. Alex Dunn's with me to have a look at two matches this midweek. This is a bit unheard of, this, Alex. It's maybe a first.
I've been on twice as well, the last 2 weekends. They're letting me on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm too good for the midweeks.
We're going to do Man City versus Huddersfield.
Mm-hmm.
Justifiable. Punt football match. Brighton, Newcastle.
Yeah.
The only justification for doing that match is that one of these two teams, maybe both, will be in the Premier League next season. But we've never done a non-Premier League game in the punt, to my recollection. I did a lot of them.
But
you are a Newcastle fan. Any reason why we're doing it? Maybe that's the only reason we're doing it, is because you're a Newcastle fan.
Let's be fair, though. All allegiances aside, that is a huge game.
Yes, it is. And it could have a bearing on the Premier League next year.
It's the equivalent of the playoff final.
If you're a Premier League fan and you just dislike any other level of English football, then just treat this as us giving you an insight into one or maybe both teams in the Premier League next year.
Nice.
You like what I've done
there? Nice, yeah.
So let's go with the... we'll go in the anti-chronological order. So we'll go for the FA Cup replay first. Man City versus Huddersfield. This is on Wednesday night. Man City are a... shivery 1-7. The draw 15-2. Huddersfield are 20-1 to qualify. City are even shorter, 1-12. Huddersfield 6-1. The Terriers, of course, kept them to a 0-0 draw at their place, and they come back to for the replay, which is a fantastic match for them and their fans to go and watch. Hopefully, City will put out a decent team straight away here. Really, I mean, without being disrespectful to Huddersfield, we're looking for value, Alex, aren't we? No one's going to be suggesting that we put any money on a 1-7 shot. Where do we go with this, though? I mean, there's loads of there'll be loads of your odds offers out here, and there's the score and match specials. De Bruyne to score, Man City to win in 90 minutes, 7-4. Aguero to score, Man City to win 2-0, 2-1, or 3-0 in 90 minutes is 4-1. Just to be fair about it, I'll give you the Huddersfield versions. Naki Wells to score, Huddersfield to win 90 minutes, 40s. And Elias Kajunga to score and Huddersfield to win 1, 2-0 or 2-1 in 90 minutes, 50-1. They can't not win this, can they, Man City?
Well, they could. That 1-7 is awful.
It's shocking, isn't it?
It's absolutely
It's
terrible.
Not even Acker material, really, is it?
You know what I mean? Not in the slightest.
You wouldn't want that in an Acker. It almost... sully it.
I couldn't leave some 1-7 shots. You put in an Acker and you go, I'll go do something with me evening.
Just bump it up a little bit.
That one, I'd feel the need to check it every 10 or 15 minutes just to check.
There's that weird stat about that we saw earlier on about Man City haven't got a great record against lower league opposition in recent years either. It's not like they're an absolute knocking bet every time they play like lower league teams. So. Yeah, it's...
Well, I'd argue on the face of it, forget the two sides that are playing, but if a game has gone to a replay, surely that means that one of the sides is good enough to draw on one occasion. They shouldn't be 1-7, surely.
But this is at their place. And that old adage about, you know, once you've had your first bite at the cherry, then that's it, it's gone. Huddersfield happy to be there, blah, blah, blah. But they've got the blueprint, really, haven't they? If they did that at home, it should be easier to implement that game plan away from home.
Yeah,
because you can sit deeper. Man City will probably get more and more frustrated at attacking them.
I'd argue that the Etihad is one of the least formidable grounds in the Premier League, and certainly of teams that are classing themselves as being as in the upper echelons of European football. It's lovely. As an away player, you go there, you go, ooh, it's nice and big, this. It's probably raining. It always seems to rain there. Yeah. But at the same time, you go, well, there's loads of empty seats. The fans that are there aren't going to make a whole lot of noise because... half of them have been inherited over the last 10 years. No disrespect, City fans. I'm not wishing to rile you.
Sounds like you are.
Yeah, a little bit. Huddersfield take a lot of fans down there, and they make a lot of noise. And under Wagner, they've been fantastic.
Yeah, they have. They've been scoring goals recently as well.
They really have. So, firstly, the 1-7, no thank you.
No.
Okay. Do I want to back Huddersfield? Not especially. I honestly, you know, you can't be bullish about a against a 1-7 shot and say, well, they're going to lose this. But Huddersfield on some kind of handicap has to be the play.
Yeah, so I was looking at this and, you know, the plus one is asking a bit much for another draw, isn't it? That's 11-2. The problem with these bets, Alex, is that you look at the away team, you think 20-1, wow, that's a big price. But the handicaps don't correlate in the same way they should. So you immediately think, oh, no, I could plus three. That should be a decent price. It's 3-4.
Mm.
Plus two is 2-1. Do you know what I mean? There's too big a gap between that 11-2 for the plus one and the plus two at 2-1 for me. I'd happily back the plus three and think City get the job done. You know, take players off. You know, as they can do at home. They've got away trip to Sunderland on Sunday after this, which obviously every match in the Premier League is important with them trying to chase down Chelsea. But 3-4 plus 3, you can afford a 2-goal defeat.
That's superb, do you think? As far as I'm concerned.
Do you think?
Huddersfield don't roll over. And if City go 2 up, they stop. They will.
Do you think?
Yeah. I mean...
They like scoring goals, though, City.
Look, would
they?
You... Put it this way. Would you rather back Man City at 1-7 or Huddersfield plus 4 at 100-30 on? If you're looking at shorties...
Yeah.
I would much sooner be on the latter.
Yeah, if I had to have a shot. Yeah, if
even
I had to
even
have
if,
bets,
if you're going
yeah.
for a stupidly short, Huddersfield plus 5 is 1-12. It's just, it's disrespectful. What I will say is City have conceded a lot of goals at home in recent games. I think it's 4 or 5 in a row now that both teams have scored.
Yeah.
So that could be a way in, because match result and both teams have scored, Man City is 8-5.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, it certainly isn't 1-7
no,
for starters.
And Huddersfield have scored 4. Look, I'm not equating these teams to Man City.
Yeah.
4 at Rochdale in the previous round of the Cup. They scored 2 at QPR, 3 at Rotherham and 1 at Barnsley. So my point is that they're in the habit of scoring goals away from home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they'll shut up shop. I don't think they'll go attacking. I don't think they'll make enough chances to score against them. One thing I just said there, well, City score goals, don't they? Which was a bit of a glib statement. And I know they scored 5 against Monaco in a crazy game. But if you look back through their home games, this is just kind of building your argument a bit about the plus 3 or even plus 4. Scored 2 against Swansea, 2 against Tottenham, 2 against Burnley, 2 against Arsenal, 2 against Watford. And then they scored 1 against Celtic, Chelsea and Middlesbrough, 3 against Barcelona, 1 against Southampton, 1 against Everton. So they're not as free-scoring as I maybe thought they were. It's just that they're maybe those standout. In the Champions League, they've been scoring goals for fun, but maybe in the Premier League they haven't. And if Huddersfield come to frustrate them, it could be tricky. One thing I think we can rely on is that they'll play a fairly strong team, because it was a pretty strong team that went to the John Smith Stadium, wasn't it? You know, you had Aguero in there. I think Nolito started.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Navas, John Stones, Sabaleta, Bravo in goal. Maybe not so strong then. De Bruyne came on.
But the thing is with City, they don't have the strength in depth. If you think of let's take Manchester United.
Yeah.
They've got almost 2 teams to play, two entire 11s. But then even amongst that, they've got a few sort of youngsters, a few kids that could come in who are familiar enough with the Premier League, the likes of Fosu Mensah. I know he's out on loan currently, but that kind of thing. Man City is basically the first team squad, and that's just about it. One of the bet I do like here, by the way, under 3.5 match goals is even money. It's 8-11 for over 3.5. I'd sooner be on the unders than the overs.
Right, okay.
I know that you've said that they can be fairly free scoring, and Huddersfield can be as well, but I can see this finishing maybe 2-1 to City, 3-1 at a push, which obviously would negate the under 3.5. But I just think it's worth a look. I'd be surprised if City absolutely romp this. I mean, few people clipping this up and playing it for weeks and months when they win 5-6-0. I genuinely think that the worst case scenario for Huddersfield is a 3-0 loss.
Mm-hmm.
They go back, they go, oh, well, we lost to Man City. Let's get in the Premier League. And that could happen.
Yeah. Bit more speculative, but the draw Man City is 18-5, so draw at half-time. I'm not sure they can quite get to half-time at Huddersfield, but the draw at half-time, the Man City winning in the end is 18-5 as well. But City in the next round, but they won't find it easy. So let's have a look at that Brighton-Newcastle game in the Championship. If you aren't an avid Championship watcher, then a little bit of background is probably worthwhile on these two teams. First and second in the table, Brighton on top of the pile at the moment. Newcastle just behind them in a really, really entertaining Championship season so far, where there are still quite a few teams who we could see make it into the Premier League. A point separates these two sides. Newcastle have got a better goal difference by 6 at the moment, so it's as tight as can be between those two. Behind them, incidentally, you've got Huddersfield, who are on 65 points in third place, Leeds on 61 in fourth place, Reading on 60 points in fifth place, Sheffield Wednesday in the final playoff spot with 58 points, and there's a five-point gap back to Fulham. These two sides look like they're it's becoming a two-horse race. Obviously, in the Championship, anything can happen. But the difference in points is 5 and 6 points away from Huddersfield, and it's the difference in the goals, the goal difference, that really stands out as being... It looks like the sort of like a La Liga table. You know, when you look at the La Liga table, and you know that the top two are way far ahead of everyone else because they've got like plus 50 goal differences. That's what really stands out to me. This should be an absolute cracker. Cards on the table. You're a Newcastle fan. I'm a Brighton fan. No, I'm not. I might be next season if they get in the Premier League. Brighton 6-4 at home. The draw is 11-5. Newcastle are priced up at 2-1. In terms of recent form, they've both been in good nick. Brighton last lost on the 2nd of February. That was six games ago. Newcastle last lost to Oxford in the FA Cup, but last lost in the Championship way back at the start of the year against Blackburn Rovers. Fascinating game, this one. They're a good home side, aren't they, Brighton?
They are. They're just a good side, full stop, honest with you. As are Newcastle, let's be fair.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was surprised to see it priced up quite like this. I thought it would be a little bit tighter. I initially thought, before I saw the prices for this, I'll probably tip Brighton here because I think they'll be overpriced. As it happens, Newcastle at 2-1 is pretty appealing. I mean, they certainly haven't been that price at any other stage so far this season. Granted, they're coming up against a side who are as good as them, if not better, and they're away from home. But Newcastle have got the best away record in the Championship. Brighton have got the best home record in the Championship. And it makes for a mouth-watering clash because although Newcastle have gone to a lot of places so far this season and ground out 1-0 wins, they will really struggle to do that here because Brighton going forward are so good. Can I see Newcastle scoring more than once here? No, if I'm honest, I can't.
Right.
I think both sides would probably settle for a draw.
Yeah.
Huddersfield are a threat. Let's make no bones about this, and I know they're in cup action on Wednesday night. But their recent form, all of a sudden, has got both Brighton and Newcastle fans looking down going, ooh, careful. In terms of a tip, I think unders on the goals is a play. I think it'll be trappy and cagey, and particularly Rafa Benitez will be very keen to keep it tight. And as I've already said, that Newcastle, particularly without Dwight Gayle, he may be back for this, but he may have to settle for a place on the bench. I think they will struggle to cause Brighton that many problems. What I will say is that when they played each other at St James's Park earlier in the season, it was 2-0 to Newcastle. It was fairly comfortable, to be honest. So that's something that you've got to consider. Now, one bet that I do like, and I haven't actually got a price for this, Lee. You'll have to source this for me. Any time penalty in the match.
Interesting.
Or preferably a Brighton penalty in the match. Preferably. Now, do with this what you want, listeners. Actually, another thing while you're there, Lee.
Go on.
While you're there.
I might not have a penalty price.
That's fine if you don't. Don't worry.
Thanks.
We're recording this on a Monday, and the game is on Tuesday. So hopefully it will be there before the game goes live. If there's an anytime booking price as well, that'd be lovely. But if there isn't, it's okay. Don't worry. The reason I say that, Bobby Madley's in charge of this game. A Premier League ref, supposedly. No offence, Bobby. Or Robert, as you were formerly known. But Bobby's just a bit more friendly, isn't it? He's a Huddersfield Town fan, this referee.
No.
Yeah. Now,
Is that a forum chat or is that real?
No, genuine. Well, it's from BBC.
Okay, that's
BBC.
Fine. We'll go with BBC.
Now, he's a Huddersfield fan, which on the face of it, you go, well, that's all right. Surely he wouldn't have an allegiance either way, except for the fact, Lee, that Newcastle travelled to Huddersfield on Saturday. Mm. Matt Ritchie's one yellow card away from a ban. Can I be that sinister?
There's
undertones,
conspiracy
aren't there?
Theory here.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've just looked, actually, and he also went to Brighton University.
No.
No, he didn't. I'm lying about that.
But it's just one of those things that a lot of punters like to put two and two together and get five.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting for a second that is likely to happen. But what I was going to suggest was Brighton do tend to throw themselves over in the box quite a lot. And that is speaking as a Newcastle fan. They get a lot of penalties, particularly at home.
Right.
And it wouldn't surprise me at all if they were to get a penalty at any time here. So that is a mixture of being quite facetious and quite a difficult Newcastle fan. But at the same time, I'm applying some kind of logic towards it. I do think Brighton getting a penalty at some point in this match could be a bit of value.
100-30 penalty awarded.
Not bad.
Penalty awarded and scored 4-1.
Nah, don't,
penalty awarded and missed 12-1.
Never back that at 4-1.
Penalty in the first 5 minutes. 33s.
I'd be surprised.
What was the other one you asked before?
It was an anytime booking, but I'm not actually sure if we...
We have got... I don't know if we've got anytime booking. Is there a player you've got in mind? We've got first player to be carded and player to be carded.
Matt Ritchie.
Matt Ritchie is priced up at 7-4 to be carded in the match.
It's not the best price I've ever seen, but it's okay.
I don't think there was any time booking. We've got cards, match corners, cards. So many markets.
Regardless of any conspiracy theory that I'm throwing out there, by the way, Matt Ritchie has got 9 yellows so far this season. It wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that he gets booked again. Right. He's as tough tackling a winger as you're going to find, basically.
Most booking points, who would you be looking at?
Newcastle all day long.
Most booking points, yeah. It's 4-5. So I can't find the individual card. There's loads of card markets, though. But
did you just ask me which side I would favour in a bookings market when one side has the likes of Alexander Mitrovic and Jonjo Shelvey?
I was just double-checking. 4-5 is not the worst price in the world, is
it? It's actually really good.
So that's there's no any-time card just for in the match, but that'd be so short.
Yeah, but still.
There's play to be sent off there as well, so if you fancy going a bit further than that.
I just think it could get quite niggly.
Yeah.
And although on paper both sides should go out and play fantastic free-flowing football, that won't happen.
Yeah.
It'll be tight. I won't be surprised if it finishes maybe 1-1. I think Brighton are certainly the most likely winners. I think it's priced up correctly, actually, and I didn't think it was going to be. So I'd leave the outrights out of it. I would play penalties, bookings, and... any kind of
skullduggery
scrappiness that you can glean from our markets.
And of course, if you want the a specific bet, then hashtag your odds is what you need to do. Matt Ritchie, first booking is 9-1, by the way. So
I'd put that up.
Yeah, it's quite a big price. Mm. And 1-1, just to finish this off, is 11-2. So if you want to request a bet, which Alex thinks is going to go request a penalty, then it's hashtag your odds. Tweet that to @WilliamHill. Don't forget, Four Means More is available on live games as well. If you haven't seen this yet, basically, if you have a bet on the Brighton game or the Man City Huddersfield game on any of the three main markets, that's the match betting, the both teams to score, or the match result and both teams to score, and there happens to be four or more goals in the match, you get a 25% win bonus as a free bet automatically. It just lands in your account. You don't have to do anything. You just have your bet, sit back and relax, and if there's more than four goals or four or more goals in the match, then you will automatically be credited with that 25% win bonus on your winning bet, paid as a free bet. So get involved in that. Alex, thank you very much. We've created history by doing the first non-Premier League game on the punt.
Thank you.
Ever. And it was very good as well. We might continue to do it, or we could just leave it to the league podcast in future.
Oh yeah, that's my job, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
that was the other reason we brought it in, wasn't it? I've just remembered. Cheers, Alex. Thank you very much. Enjoy the matches, and if you have a bet on whether it's Man City v Huddersfield or Brighton versus Newcastle, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.